This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour in for David Brancaccio. This week, a Russian tanker ship will deliver a cargo of natural gas to China. Now, the interesting thing here is how it is getting there and when. The ship took the Arctic route across the top of the world. This is the earliest time in the year that risky journey through the Northeast Passage has ever been made. Why? Because there's less ice. The Arctic is warming at twice the rate of the planet overall, and so less ice. Marketplace's Scott Tong has more.
This voyage is a test case for a Russian energy company that wants to ship natural gas to China throughout the summer. The Arctic route lops off more than 10 days from the traditional trip. Mediterranean, Suez Canal, India. But the Arctic's risky.
This route is not ice-free at this time of year at all.
Julian Struva is an Arctic climate scientist at the University of Manitoba.
What I guess is more important, I suppose, for the ship is how thick that ice is. But it looks like the ice is less than a meter thick at the moment, which is quite thin.
Thin, she says, because the winter season to grow ice gets shorter every year. NASA says the average temperature in the Arctic is 7 degrees warmer than 1960. Malte Humpert at the Arctic Institute think tank says the Russian tanker en route to China can handle this ice.
If they encounter really severe ice, they can actually turn the ship around. And the back of the ship is a lot more hardened, so they turn the ship around and they can ram through the more severe ice. And then once they're through that, they turn around again and they go normal direction forward, which is more efficient.
The whole idea is to exploit Arctic warming, even as critics fear it'll pollute the air and the water. Last week, a Russian power plant leaked thousands of tons of diesel into an Arctic waterway. Still, Russia's investing $300 billion this year into the region. It's not a sure moneymaker. Heather Connolly at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says equipment and insurance are pricey, and you never know the selling price for oil or gas.
Vladimir Putin has put his own prestige on the line with Arctic development, as well as Russia's economic future.
There are other countries betting on a warmer Arctic to get access to minerals, commercial fishing, even for pipeline building.
China is investing more in infrastructure all along the Arctic routes. You're starting to see where Russia and China are really working together now.
The U.S. and Canada also have interest there. Connolly calls the Arctic a new spot for great power competition. To be sure, it'll get easier to cross the Arctic because of how fast the ice is melting. So says Donald Perovich at Dartmouth. He studies sea ice.
It's highly reflective. And when you lose this highly reflected sea ice and replace it by the dark ocean that absorbs more sunlight, you can get a positive feedback loop.
Losing sea ice is what he calls a climate change amplifier. Perovich says 3 decades ago, no one considered steaming across the Arctic. 3 decades from now, he says, it'll be straightforward. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.